Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all eight top 40 songs that the Supremes had after Diana Ross had left the group. Well, the last song that they had with Diana Ross and the Supremes was a song called Someday We'll Be Together. It was issued in October 1969, and it did become the Supremes' last number one record. Well, Diana Ross and the Supremes made their final farewell appearance at the Frontier Hotel in Las Vegas on January 14, 1970. While on stage at that performance, Diana introduced her replacement, Gene Terrell. On March 7, 1970, the Gene Terrell-led Supremes reached the Billboard charts with a song called Up the Ladder to the Roof, which you'll hear in just a moment. And it proved that the name of the Supremes still had power, even without Diana Ross being part of the Supremes. In fact, their album entitled Right On with Gene Terrell did better, reaching number 25, than the Double Life Farewell album with Diana Ross, which only reached 46. And now the Supremes without Diana Ross and their first top 40 song, Up the Ladder to the Roof, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The night. Oh, we try and guide you to better times and brighter days. Don't be afraid.
Climb up the ladder to the roof
where we can see heaven much better.
Climb up the ladder to the roof
where we can be.
Somebody, oh yeah. This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Stone Love by the Supremes without Diana Ross, and that reached number 16 from 1971. Well, that song was the crown jewel within the second LP the Supremes released without Diana Ross. The LP was entitled New Ways But Love Stays. It was the last rhythm and blues chart topper of 1970. Well, and before that, we heard the Supremes with Everyone's Got the Right to Love, a number 21 song from 1970, and we started with that first song released with the Supremes without Diana Ross in 1970. It reached number 10 with Up the Ladder to the Roof. You found Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring all eight top 40 songs the Supremes had after Diana Ross had left the group. Well, coming up, a great song with the Four Tops, River Deep, Mountain High. Well, as they had done in Diana's day, the Supremes were paired off in 1970 with the Four Tops. Again, the concept clicked with their remake of River Deep, Mountain High, which is coming up. While the Phil Spector-produced Tina Turner Wall of Sound masterpiece from 1966 broke into the Rhythm and Blues Top 10 at the end of the year of 1970 and reached number 14 on the pop charts. Here it is, River Deep, Mountain High, the Four Tops with the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
When I was a little girl, I'm
Motown song? Well, tell them MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
I'm
Boy Joy with the Supremes without Diana Ross, and that reached number 16 from 1971. And a song the previous year in 71 that also made number 16, Nathan Jones, that was the Supremes also. Well, Frank Wilson, the producer of that song, Nathan Jones, recalled that there was a guy we brought in from Los Angeles by the name of Cal Harris. Well, Cal had built this huge Moog synthesizer. It took up a whole wall. And because I was not under pressure to duplicate anything that was already going on at Motown at the time, I had unbelievable freedom. And then coming from the West Coast, I wasn't in Detroit, my mind was just outside of everything that was going on musically. So with Cal, with that huge Moog synthesizer, I experimented. He and I spent days in that room just checking out all the things we could do, and we used it on that song. Well, we started with the Supremes and the Four Tops together with River Deep, Mountain High, a number 14 song from 1970. You found Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we've featured six of the eight top 40 songs the Supremes had after Diana Ross had left the group. Well, coming up, a song from 72 called Automatically Sunshine, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website, I've featured the radio stations that stream the Motown Memories show, as well as information from your favorite Motown artists. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.